Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome back, Grand Central listeners. Tim Huff, so glad to be with you for another week. And it's another excellent week because my dear friend Steve Bell is back in the studio with us. I know, how do you get Steve Bell 3 weeks in a row? But you do. Through the magic of radio, you do. Thanks, Steve. And Steve's actually going to be back again for a couple of Christmas shows. So hopefully that keeps a lot of you tuned in all the way through. Last week we talked about Steve as a grandpa in particular and kind of the places to go with that. And in particular, we were talking about the teenage years, your grandsons. So this week, we're going to dial it back a bit. How old are your other grandkids? 3 years old?
Three, four, six.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good test. You got it.
It changes every year. It's like, oh, Lord.
So this week, we're going to talk about younger grandchildren and how the music impacts them and how your place in creating a new children's song, your first children's song.
Yep.
First children's song ever, really, that you've written?
Well, people have told me for years you should do a kid's album. And it'd be great, except for that I'd be a kid's entertainer. and so I realized if I ever put out a kid's album, that's, Al Simmons says, the Sesame Street road is long and it's hard to get off of it. And so I wouldn't do it unless that's where I wanted my career to go. Right. But this one came as a glad surprise.
Ah, beautiful.
Yes. Ah, see what I did there?
Well, you know what happened, folks, is, yeah, that was perfect. I was working on Paw Pop's Nursery Rhyme Parade, my nursery rhyme book that I wanted. And I was texting Steve I was in Red Rocks, Arizona, and I was texting Steve the nursery rhymes.
Just for fun,
as a buddy. And then Steve sent back something he did on his phone, and it was just one of my nursery rhymes called Bunnies Don't Run, set to music. It practically made me cry that you had done it so quick and that you cared to do it. And then,
well, it was funny because you sent me the text, and there it is, and it sings. Like the minute I read it, it sings. I don't know how to describe that, but it, and then I let the song come, and I thought, well, Tim will get a kick out of this. That's as much as I thought of the song. You'd get a kick out of hearing it sung. And then you liked it and you suggested maybe you could use it for the book launch. And so I did a demo for you. And then my kids heard it, my grandkids, and they started dancing around to it. And I realized if I don't put it on the next album, it's never going to see the light of day. And so I decided to put it on as a bonus track. And bonus track is sort of the signifier for not as important as the other songs, because I do serious adult music.
Oh, yes, of course.
You know, I'm a serious man.
Yes.
And then when I actually started putting the set list or the song list order together for the album, I realized that this song actually was the rug that ties a room together. Like thematically, it's kind of it's the center. And I thought, it can't be a bonus track. This is almost the track. And so I moved it up. It's third song in. And so people, if they're not reading the liner notes, they're going to get a bit of a shock when they hear all of a sudden a kid's song third time in. But it really actually works.
And it's my first credit on a Steve Bell album.
There you go.
So how's that? That's kind of cool, too.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have you play it, and then we're going to chat a bit about it.
Okay.
Here is Steve Bell live in the studio. Imagine that, listeners. Live in the studio with Bunnies Don't Run from the album The Glad Surprise.
Bunnies don't run, they hop, hop, hop. Ponies don't skip because they trot, trot, trot. When the birds fly high, the fish don't care. 'Cause everyone's different everywhere. Carrots don't smoosh, they crunch, crunch, crunch. Bananas only grow in a bunch, bunch, bunch. If the berries taste sweet, the beans don't care. 'Cause everyone's different everywhere. Thank you. winds don't trickle, they roar, roar, roar. Waves roll into the shore, shore, shore. If the rivers run wild, the ponds don't care, 'cause everyone's different everywhere. If people were everywhere the same, 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 it would be so sad, such a terrible shame. We love them all and say a prayer for everyone different here and there. For everyone different everywhere. Bunnies don't run, they hop, hop. Ponies don't skip because they trot, trot. Carrots don't smoosh, they crunch, crunch. Bananas only grow in a beautiful bunch. Oceans don't trickle, they roar, roar. Waves roll into the shore, shore. If people were everywhere the same, 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 it'd be so sad, such a terrible shame.
Man, I love hearing that. I do.
It's fun.
I love hearing it. And you're playing it. So you're playing it in your live shows with the band.
Yeah, no, it's kind of, it's, people are really loving it.
Are they caught off guard? They hear Malcolm Guyte and they hear this big spiritual content and then they're like, wham, hey, here's a kid's song for you.
Yeah, but except for it's a kid's song, but I mean, the best kid's songs are adult songs. You know, the best kids' cartoons are adult cartoons. I mean, really in the end. And so there's no... I mean, this is so simple, which, and it's fun, and it's said, you know, there's bunnies and there's ponies and carrots and, you know, and there's fruit. And this dietitian emailed me the other day and said, I'm so glad you're, you know, celebrating the fruits and vegetables. And so I should have brought it. And so I sent her back one using meats, different meats. Yeah. And there's liver in there and stuff. I'll have to send it to you. It's very funny.
That's very funny.
But it's basically, it's catching you off guard because it's just a fun song. And then you kind of go, oh, I mean, because the whole central theme is it, because everyone's different.
Yeah.
And they should be different. They're supposed to be different. Christianity has been quite, and rightly so, criticized for its homogenizing force, like making people all the same. And I don't think you can support that in scriptures at all. When the disciples came pouring out of the upper, or out of hiding during Pentecost, the miracle wasn't that when they were preaching the gospel that everybody heard it in ancient Aramaic. The miracle is that everybody heard it in their own cultural context, in their own language, and it's the blessing of diversity. That's one of the themes of Pentecost, is the blessing of diversity, that God does not homogenize everything, exactly the opposite. It's the depth and the breadth and the height and the length of the human, well, all of creationality that expresses the glory of God.
You are like the only person in the world I know that could go from that to bunnies don't hop. Bunnies don't run.
Don't run.
Hop, hop, hop. That's beautiful. Like I said, I can just see our listeners going, wow, let me stop and pause and take all that in.
Yeah, kids. I mean, kids' songs, they can be, you know, they can be sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, and you wrote a sneaky one. I think I recognized that quite quickly. I just didn't realize that it was core to my album at the time.
Well, you know, I was just trying to get away with creating nursery rhymes for my little grandson and any more that may come that was not like based on the stuff we did. Like Humpty Dumpty apparently was about King Richard III of England. He was egg-shaped and had a curvature of the spine. So it was supposed to be about him. And Three Blind Mice, about three Protestant loyalists who were accused of plotting the murder of Queen Mary, of Bloody Mary.
So these are all like super political.
Ring Around the Rosie is about the Great Plague, that we all fall down as everybody dying.
Yeah.
And
but bunnies don't run or hop. Sorry, I mean again, we're having to decide in America what we're going to do with all these different kinds of people pouring into our countries right now.
Yeah, right.
It's a big part of the election downstairs, down south. And so this is, in our day, political as well.
This is political.
Very much. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. What are we going to do about it?
And
who is the church in this situation?
What was the first thing, Steve, you got your guitar in hand? What was the first sound you can kind of remember hearing? Like, when you're, as a songwriter, Do you hear, oh, bunnies don't have, are you, something coming in your head, or do you pick up that guitar like you've got
well,
now?
Well, very quickly, like you got this dun, 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 like, you know, right. If you just read it, bunnies don't run, they hop, 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 bunnies, they trot, trot, trot,
right.
You know, and so right away I just hear that, oh, there it is. And so that, like, you just pick up your guitar, and bunnies don't run, they hop, hop, hop. I mean, it just sings.
Right.
Right, and then repeat it, ponies don't skip because they trot, trot, trot. You got this dun, 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 right? And so it was the meter that actually, the meter of it that inspired the melody very, very quickly.
Wow.
You know, and so, and then the birds fly high, the fish don't care. And I wanted to put this chord, it's kind of a complex.
The pause,
yeah, and it's a bit of a complex chord. It's not a cute chord. And so it sort of suggests there might be some depth to this, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how it kind of starts.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Your own grandkids, how they're responding to
it. Oh, they love it. Yeah. They dance around and they hop around. And all that. This has been fun to watch them sing this one. Yeah, I'm very, very, very pleased.
Did music come fast then? Like, I mean,
yeah.
You said the bop, bop, bop. Well, yeah. Listen, I know it came fast because you sent me something. Like literally the day after I sent it to you.
Yeah.
But music can't always be coming that fast.
No, but I think this one came in half an hour. Like, you know, the longest thing was more almost deciding if I was going to take, like, all of a sudden I hear this, you know, the dun, dun, dun. I think, should I take some time to try to write something, you know, and then, I don't know if I have time for this and all that kind of stuff. I think, well, I'll just give it a shot. And then it kind of just poured out and
wow.
I turned on my phone, recorded it and sent it to you. And I thought that was the end.
Yeah, and yeah. Look it. Here we are on a radio show talking about it.
You
never know what's going to go. You can work so hard on something and it go nowhere, or you
totally.
Can something that's a God thing, I guess, or
yeah.
to some extent, like things come out of nowhere. How did music shape your childhood?
Oh, profoundly. Well, I'll tell you why, too, is that my mother suffered hard from anxiety and depression, and I watched my mom suffer. Partly how she managed that was she's a beautiful piano player. And so every night, once we were in bed and she thought we were sleeping, she'd sit down at the piano and play for hours. And that was part of her management of her mental health. So I fell asleep every night being bathed in Gershwin and hymns and just classics. Like you know, so I was soaked in melodies. But there was meaningful because it was my mom's sorrow that was in it, right? So it was personal. It wasn't just something else. And so very, music has been pretty key.
That's beautiful.
For me, in meaning making, right? It's always been attached to meaning.
And so all the way back to, I mean, and your family played music together.
Yeah, we had a family traveling gospel band with matching outfits and all that.
Different colored foams on your microphones?
We did.
Back then. Did you really?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think I was green. My foam was green. And that's funny.
That is funny. What a memory. That's
not,
what I remember.
Not many people
the Baptist
will remember
church,
that. Yeah.
That all the guys came, the torchmen or whatever, they all had different colored bike things
right.
that they needed to walk up to. Listen, Steve, thanks so much. Where can people find this song, this music?
Well, it's everywhere on like Spotify and Apple, or you can go to my website, stevebell.com, and you can buy the CD if you want. Yeah.
Beautiful. Listeners, we've had Steve for 3 shows in a row now, but the good news is he'll be back for 2 shows before Christmas, so make sure you tune in then. Let me leave you with our benediction, friends. Receive it how you can, with your hearts open, your hands open, however you receive it. We want you to take this to heart. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you've done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.